And, you know, I was thinking back as you were sharing, many years I followed many leaders, you know, because I really desired God, but I was in the wrong places. But for that moment in time, God had me connected where I was to learn the things I did to get me to where I am now. And now I know I'm in the right place. So now I know I'm in the right place. God has my full attention. He has my focus. And we have to stay focused, you know, and these key things that we're sharing with you, you know, that's where you focus. That's the focus of the direction to begin to move towards, you know. And in my one-on-ones with my minister, he's always sharing that about the abundant sharing, about the honoring God. And it is a holy thing that we're doing. And this is what propels everything else. And unless we get focused with that in the right heart, understanding it and really understanding it, getting rid of the traditions of giving, then we will just be going through the same old cycle. But God wants us to move forward, and it takes focus in all of the areas of what we're practicing and what we're doing and what we're encouraging, because these are things from God. And then we keep get the momentum of that. So people now are in the momentum of sowing and reaping. They're in the momentum of connecting faithfully with heart, as unto God, not unto man, and speaking the heavenly words, speaking by the Spirit of God, trusting those things. They're getting rid of the tradition that only gets you to a certain point, but then no explosion of growth. And so we got to keep focused on these areas, and God can help us stay there. And in fact, if we're practicing, we start to see it and we start to understand it. And to give where we're being encouraged is very important, and to keep the momentum of that for your blessing. Like Paul says, not that I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit abounds to your account. And where does it abound? God multiplies your seed sown, he increases the fruits of your righteousness, righteous living. He causes all grace to abound towards you, and he calls you to abound to every good work. He gives you favor in every situation, you know, a car park space, or getting something at a cheaper price, or, you know, getting, saying it with Jeremy, the believers at the high peak time wanted to get together. Beatrice was going somewhere. And he said, oh, like the time you're going is like not the right time for the price wise, but it was God's timing, because they got those rooms really cheap at the high peak season. So when we're walking with God, when we're doing what God shows us, no matter what the circumstance of the world's saying, God will always give us the best outcome. He'll always give us grace. He'll always give us favor. And he'll lead us in the perfect direction. And, you know, we're always sowing and reaping, you know, whether it's finances, whether it's with our words. And as I was getting back to the thoughts, you know, our thoughts are very important. Like I was saying to Kim, you know, you sit there and you think about the things that are going on within your body. And that is distracting you from your day, from enjoying your day. When we focus on the physical things in our life, whether it's body, whether it's finances, whether it's the house, whether it's the dogs, whether it's the children or grandchildren, when we, it takes the joy away from living and walking with God in that day. So when there's situations going on, they may be there. It's not that we ignore them, but we go to God with them. And we speak the solution. We're praying also, you know, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We're giving all of our desires to God. If we got one problem or millions of problems, we give them all to God with an expectation that he's working it out for us. And then that will keep us in the peace. Speaking in tongues is another way to really keep yourself energized and focused and taking your mind off the things that are going on in your life. You know, the emotional things that may attack us, or someone being off with you. You know, all these things are a distraction, or something going on in somebody else's life within the family. These things are designed to distract us. Even if it ain't happened to us, it can distract us because we're thinking about the other person. But God says, listen, you cast these things to me. You cast all your cares to me, all your burdens, all your problems, all your situations. And as we do that, then we have clarity of thinking, clarity of mind. Even if things are still trying to niggle at you, you just keep that focus with God. You stay steadfast. You persevere with a heart knowing that God is at work for you and God is directing you. So like him saying, this is a leader's meeting. And what blessed me with what Sakina was sharing was that she can see these things happening. And I've always shared, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. It will manifest. Faith begins in the heart. Like, it comes from the heavenly words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the heavenly words, the words from God. And as we meditate upon them, then it grows within us. Our faith grows. Our expectation grows. Like David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. We want to think on the heavenly thoughts, and we want to speak the heavenly words, which gets us into the flow of God, into that river that's flowing freely and flowing naturally. And so God wants us to stay with him. Stay with him in our hearts and our minds and our thinking. Stay with him in our confession. Stay with him in following the encouragement that's being generated and given. And God always generates faith. He always generates excitement and expectation in people's hearts. Like going to Sakina's home, it generated faith and it generated expectation. It got people wondering. It drew people near. It wasn't me. I wasn't doing anything. I was just there ready to speak whoever come in front of me. And that God gave me the boldness and the clarity of thinking to speak and to just open my mouth boldly as I ought to speak. And that's what we need to do. We need to open our mouth boldly as we ought to speak. Anything else for me is a distraction. I'm not charmed by the world's delights. I'm charmed by God and his heart for me and his heart for his people and the desire to see his word move throughout all of the world, the whole world. All of the UK, all of Europe, USA, and any other place that God's given me to minister in, to work and labor in whatever fields that he's given, many fields, many fresh fields. And now it's fresh. Now we want to start fresh. And so I'm so blessed with Ethel and her heart to begin the Soon Fellowship, that she received the words God put in my heart for her gladly. And now she's taking action upon it. And now God will go to work with her. God is, you know, we're fellow workers together with God. We do our part. He does his part. I'm so blessed also with Sakina. The same thing. Exactly the same thing. And God's arranging and putting everything in position for her. And with everyone else that is connecting. But God's put us on this earth for something, right? You know, we might be married, we might have relationships, there may be things we might want to do within our marriage or relationships or the people that are in our circle. But what has God specifically got for you? There's something specific for you. And it's as we go to God with our desires, seeking him, Father, what's my purpose? I know I'm to preach your word. I know I'm to reconcile men and women back to you. But what do you specifically want me to do? What specific areas do you want me to move? And you'll always be connected to someone that is already doing it for encouragement, for examples, unless there's no one there to show you, right? But there are many people that are walking by the Spirit of God now. It started with one. In India, it started with Sangha. And then from Sangha, another leader come. And then for 4 years, this leader was going to a certain area that God put in their heart. And he said, God, if nothing's going to happen, I'm never coming back here again. This is the very last day, and God brought that one person. God's timing is impeccable. God's timing is always on time, and we have to move in the timing of God. If we're not moving and being patient by continuing to practice what we're knowing right now, so that open door, that jackpot moment opens up for us. God's timing is absolutely perfect. So this guy made up his mind, if I don't see nothing now, I'm not coming back here. The last day. And God brought him his key laborer. And from there, great things happen. Great open doors happen. So we just need to stay where we are. Whatever you're doing in your life right now, whatever's going on, practice those things. Stay with God. Wait upon the Lord. That waiting is continue to practice, continue to do, continue to focus. And don't let the good things slip. Sometimes we might get a little bit discouraged and think, well, nothing's really happened. I haven't really seen that much change. But you know what? The change is happening in the spiritual. And, you know, I don't need to go anywhere else. Where God's placed me in the body of Christ, I am growing and flourishing. And so many people are, you know, God has placed each member in the body where it's pleased him, where they're going to be fed, where they're going to be nourished with good words. But so many people like unplant themselves and go somewhere else. And I had a young man that I employed years ago when I had my own marketing company. And he's got born again, and which is fantastic. And he's going to a church. His life has changed. And so he messaged me and came. He said, oh, you know, come and pick me up and I'll come to your fellowship and I'll do these things. I'm hungry for God. And I just said, listen, we don't operate like the church, like the church you're going to. We don't operate like that. I said, we look to God. And I pray for laborers, which are leaders, those that are going to stay with me and not go anywhere else. And we don't go chasing people either. You know, we're not into picking people up and dropping them off unless God shows us, right? I said, but we do fellowship every Thursday, 7 p.m. You're more than welcome to come, but you bring yourself here and you take yourself back. And, you know, because we want the hungry ones. The hungry ones will pursue you. The hungry ones will take effort. The hungry ones will stay faithful and they won't run off here, there and everywhere. And, but some people don't know that when they begin, especially if they're in like a church environment, you know, going to one church, then another church meeting and whatever church meetings are going. You know, if you really want to grow, you're in the right place right now and all it needs is your focus and you'll go quicker and further and you'll be more fruitful when you're connected in the right place. Like there's many people that come on in here that are not faithful in honoring God, you know, but they like the fellowship. They like the words. They're not regular. They're not consistent in their giving, you know, but if you want to get blessed, you need to be consistent in that. If you want to be blessed, you need to be consistent in speaking what you're being encouraged. Otherwise, you're going to be sharing what I'm sharing. Then you go to another fellowship, share what they share. Then you go to another fellowship, share what they share. And they're all different. God is calling you to focus. God is calling you. Look, if you want to move forward, you need to lock and load. You need to lock in like these jet airplanes that fly, military ones. When they lock in on their target, that bomb is going to hit the target, right? It is zeroed in. It's locked and it's loaded. Now God's equipped you. He's given you everything. Now you need to be lock and loaded. You need to be fully persuaded about what you're doing, where you're going. If not, you'll be like tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Go into the left, go into the right. In other words, go into this fellowship, go into that fellowship, listening to this teacher, listening to that teacher. You're going to come into the confusion. You're not going to be very fruitful. Listen, I've done it. I've done it. I've experienced, I've genosco'd this, you know, but God has called us to a focus and everyone on here has been called here. And I know that. Even if you're not fully focused right now, you can become that. And you know who you are in your heart. I don't have to say nothing. You know in your heart. And like I said, Sandgate's not stuck here with me, telling me what I need to do and all that. I just connect with him. He doesn't have to be stuck with me. Shall I tell you why? Because he can hear my words and he can see my actions and he can see the fruit. That's how you know when someone needs to be helped and fine-tuned to move in the right direction. Some people have their own thoughts and ideas and way of doing things, but they don't really manifest much. But that's not the heart of God. It's not God's fault. You know, so God wants you to really flourish and grow. When you honor God, he wants you to see a great abundance. And it's where your heart and mind is with that. And it's when you pray for laborers, he wants to give them to you. Are you ready? Are you really ready to give the sound words, the right things to people? Are you willing to speak like Jesus did? When he moved in his day and time, he didn't hold nothing back. He didn't hold any of the good things back, whether it was reproof, correction, or instruction. He gave great encouragement to people, and he showed people what they needed to do. And some people got sad, especially that guy with all the money. You know, I followed all these things all my life, Lord, you know, like you just told me. He said, but one thing you lack, you know, go and sell all you have and come follow me. He was just getting to the heart of the matter where the guy's heart was. His heart was more on his money and on his possessions. We got to be willing to do what God wants us to do. And God will give us all the things that we desire anyway. You put God first and what you need will be there. If we're holding back and if we're scrimping and scraping and we're worried about this little penny and that little penny, then where's the faith? God says faith. Like when we give, it should be with faith, with an expectation. When we speak God's words, it should be with faith, with an expectation it's going to produce something. God is a fruitful God. And so this is why he's given us this wonderful word, this wonderful direction. And then there's many people that can share their testimonies of the practice of those things. And like Krishna shared very specifically about, you know, what we do as a worship and honoring God. It's a very serious thing. He also shared where you give is where you're being fed and encouraged. It's very specific. And he's got great abundance and he's ministering to his people those things, which is in the thousands. He has many thousands of leaders and believers. And they're all practicing like he's practicing. And they're also getting the great fruits, great results in their life. Many leaders, many laborers come in, many signs, many miracles, many wonders. Because they're following with heart. To follow with heart is to follow with faith. To do things from the heart is to do it with faith. Otherwise, you're just playing church. Otherwise, you're just coming here to get your ears tickled, your heart settled for the moment. And then back to the normal week where you're getting your bum kicked, right? And where you're wondering why these things are not happening for you. But see, what God does for one, he does for the other. He doesn't play favorites, but he plays faith, right? The currency of heaven is faith. And that's what he wants. And faith requires obedience also. It requires stepping out into the unknown at times. It requires trusting God that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. When we honor God, is he going to multiply my seed sown? Is he going to increase the fruits of my righteousness or not? When I pray in faith for laborers, is he going to send me the laborers? Is he going to open the doors? It's all about faith, because you can't see those physical laborers right now, can you? But if you can see him here and you can trust God and you're practicing and you're faithful and you're humble and meet to God, then you'll start to see the things happen. So we can be, you know, a lot of people relax back. And I know that we're to enter into God's rest, but we're not to relax back into the world. Now, when we relax back into the world, this pleasure, this thing, that thing, you know, then it, what is it really adding to you spiritually? We're to rest in the things of God. We're to rest in that, what God is saying he's going to do. We're to rest in these promises of God. And so when we go to the world's way, when we go by the carnal mind, where Satan can work, then we're being distracted and the momentum of what we've been doing is broken. I'm very faithful to do this Zoom fellowship every Thursday. I'm very faithful to go to that website, spend hours of time doing the audios, getting the titles together, getting the description for it, editing the audio, posting it, sending it out. It takes a lot of time. Like, I didn't go to bed till 3:30. I done all those things last night. And I needed to do them. I still haven't put out the Zoom fellowship from Thursday or my sharing, but that needs to be edited and done. And I would do that. Everything takes time, you know. And then when we're walking with God, he'll show us what to do in those times. But I can still enjoy myself. I can still go out for fish and chips with the wife in the car. We can still go take the dogs out for a run. We can still go away for the weekend if we want to. But God is first. And I said, like, what was it I was saying to you yesterday, love, about the dedication? And I said, if I was to go, God forbid, would you still do the same things in the manner that I do? Well, no, I wouldn't do it like that. I said, but that's what it takes. It takes a dedicated heart to keep God first and to be on it, to be on it. Because you relax back on one of those things, then we let the things slip and things slip. You know, when we don't connect once, then we won't connect twice. When we miss honoring God once, then we can miss it twice and three times. You know, all these little things, but it's the momentum we want to keep with God. You know, I stay connected regularly with my minister, and I get very much encouraged and blessed, even when I might have some of a tough time or whatever. And I do, I get them like anybody else, but I don't meditate upon it. I don't let those things stop me. I don't listen to the lies, but I say what God says, and he keeps me hot. And I honor God faithfully every month as well, just like you guys do. I also do. You know, whatever I receive, I put a portion back from what I receive, and then I honor God from it. And I'm also being able to bless and to give. And so we should be the greatest givers in the whole world on every level. Every level, we should be the greatest givers. And like Sangeet's saying, like when we walk in with God and you're practicing these things, it creates and generates great generosity within our hearts, that we're not holding back anything on any level of these practices. But we're with full commitment moving forward. And it does take that commitment, that just a decision. The commitment's there, because if you make the decision to do it, then you've got the energy to propel to be moved forward by God. He is there for you, helping you. So none of this is hard. It really isn't hard. And, you know, like I could say, well, it's our wedding anniversary today. All right, it was Father's Day last week. We didn't do the leaders meeting then. And it's our wedding anniversary this week. You know, Kim could have said, well, I really want to do something. But she knows, God first. And she's going to get blessed anyway. You're already blessed, isn't you, darling? And so am I. So it's like God is first in everything that we endeavor to do. And if you have a heart like that, to keep God first in everything you're doing, regardless of what other things you've organized or what other things may be going on, you keep him first and he's going to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. He's the first fruit all the time for me. He's the first fruit, and it can be for you. All depends where your heart is with it. And I'm not saying anyone's heart isn't there. But again, it's about different perspectives, what we value in life, what we think is more important. God first. Like, it's really God first in all things. And then we can really enjoy everything so freely. We can enjoy the holidays. We can enjoy taking our weekend breaks. We can enjoy sitting back, sipping sangria on the beach. We can enjoy everything. You know, God wants us to enjoy everything. But some people, they're either all for God or they're not. Oh, I'm going to do God this week, but next week I'm going to go and do this. And then they put the self all in that and then kind of go carnal. But we don't have to be that. There's a balance in life. God gives us that wonderful balance where we can keep everything into perspective and order, where we can keep first things first. Remember, we've been teaching about keeping first things first. A leader will do that. A leader won't need to be told to do that. A leader won't need to be told to honor God. A leader won't need to be told to keep into the momentum. See? But then this time now is for encouragement, for reminders, for exhortation, for encouragement, just to keep yourself in that place where God can really give you the best. You're not missing things. Now, it's easy to miss things when we're so distracted. Yeah, you've got jobs, you've got to do the jobs, and God's with you in your job and blessing you in that job. He gave you the job. In fact, he gave you the job. He can give you the promotion. He can give you the increase. So, like, God gives us all things freely, and he wants us to abound in everything that we're doing, whether you're full-time, part-time, whether you're full-time work or part-time work. God wants you to abound. He doesn't want you to miss a thing. My child, don't miss a thing. Because I am with you. I want to give you the full blessings in everything so that people can see that I am a good God. I am the God that's brought you into this land of milk and honey spiritually, so that you can manifest all these things freely that I've given you. It's come from me to you to give to freely, so that people can see the goodness of God. And it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. It's the goodness of God in your life that people can see. They read that first. They hear your words. They see your fruit. Why are you like that? What happened to you? Lawrence, you changed. You never used to be this type of person. What happened? And then you've got a lovely open door to share about the goodness of God, to tell your testimony. Your testimony is the most powerful thing you can share with anyone about the goodness of God and what he does for you. You know, and just keeping a right perspective, keeping a humble heart. And, you know, where God connects you is very important. It is just so important. You know, I've had people say to me, well, you've got your field, so I don't want to connect you, so I want to go have my own field. But they're going to connect to someone to have their own field. It doesn't make any sense to me, that statement that someone said to me. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you're free. You can do whatever you want. Off you go. And but the point is, where God's put you, it may seem a bit strange to you, maybe. But God's got you here for a reason. And you want to take full advantage and find out that reason. And the reason is because we are speaking the heavenly words from God. We are giving sound doctrine. We're given the right direction, which will produce right results, which will produce great fruit. So I would encourage you to continue as you began. The things that we've been encouraged, the basic things, keep doing. Give your desire to God. Whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you're going to do, whatever you may not want to do the fellowship right now, but that's fine. There'll come a time when you will. And God will probably arrange things for you now so that you do have that. And then you'll see that. Maybe you don't see it now. But God is working in you always, always, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, his plans and purposes for your life. I want God's plans and purposes for my life rather than my own. because his ones are the best ones. And so this is what we're seeking after God. You know, God says, I know the plans that I have towards you. You know, they're not, my thoughts towards you are not of evil, but of good, to give you hope and an expected end. You know, God is a God of hope. We're to abound in expectation. We're to abound in hope, abound in faith, abound in good words. And our confession is so important. You know, what you think and what you say, even if you're not saying the negative, you're thinking them, and they're negatives, it's going to ruin your day. It's not going to get you in the direction that you need to be. So even your thoughts need to be lined up with your words. You know, what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth, confession unto wholeness. But if you're saying all the right things, but you're thinking a different thing, then you're not getting the results. So you need to change your thinking. Change your thinking, change your life. And when you change your thinking, your words will be right. When we let them be the heavenly words, the words from God, the quick, powerful, sharp, living word. So what we're speaking is living energy. Is, in other words, it's having an effect. It's affecting the matter in your life and the matters in your life to a good result, to a positive way. And so I encourage you all to continue with God, to receive these words gladly. Go back and listen, meditate upon them. Ask God to give you clarity and clearness on those things. Have a look at what you're doing. Check what you're doing. Examine yourself whether you're in the faith. It says Paul encourages, right? Am I really in faith here? Am I really practicing the right way? Do I need just to sit down and say, okay, God, where am I lacking? So that you can have the fullness in that area in my life as a blessing. And it's all about blessing. It's all about encouragement. It's all about outreach and growth. And when we're moving in the heavenly flow, everything does flow like milk and honey. Everything is smooth. The peace in your heart is ruling and reigning. When your mind goes off to somewhere else, then you'll get that anxiety thoughts. You'll get those thoughts of, you know, being a little bit disturbed in your heart about certain things. You're not quite happy. It's because your mind isn't focused on the right way. So we get our minds focused on the right way. Fight the good fight of faith. Keep your mind focused with God, with this simple way. It's so simple. You know, I used to think you had to have academic, you know, be very academic and have all these degrees, which there's nothing wrong with them. But for moving with God, I thought you had to have all those things. So I thought I disqualified myself. I ain't got no chance, you know. I can't even do 1 + 4. Well, I can. But as an example, like I wasn't very clever on maths. I wasn't very clever with English and still not. I can speak it, my dialect. But it's good enough now because God's given me the words. So the point is that, you know, we don't look to anything in this world. We don't lean on anything. I'll finish off with this. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not onto your own understanding, but in all your ways. Everything you're doing, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Just because you know something doesn't mean anything. It's just knowledge. But we want to walk in that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The downloads from God. When you get those downloads from God, nothing can stop you. No one can stop you. And so God wants each one of us to move like power-packed horses, those jet planes that are locked and loaded and fully on target. They got the target and they release the Holy Spirit, baby, and obliterate any darkness out there. So use your authority, use your words, stay focused, stay doing things with the heart. And like I shared on our Bristol Mondays leaders meeting, doing things from the heart means doing things with faith. Because once we get the heavenly words, faith comes from the heart. So do things with heart. Do it with faith. Do it with an expectation. God says he'll do exceedingly, abundantly above all you ask or think. But if you're letting mixtures of other thoughts and negatives come in there, you're not going to get so much a clear direction or a clear answer or clear abundance. You need to be focused. And this is what God has put in my heart very strongly. I don't know who this is appealing to. It's not aimed at any individual, but it's just coming out of my heart like that. We want to move in the right way, right direction. And God is a God of increase. You know, God's increased me so I can increase. And I can be a blessing in my finances, in my words, in the fellowship. We're not to stay at the same level. God is raising us higher and higher and higher and higher But it does take a full focus. And listen, pray about everything I said. Because you'll see that I'm writing what I'm saying because it's coming from God. And it's in the scriptures, baby. And God can open it up to you if we keep a humble heart. Father, you show me. If you're not fully persuaded of what I'm saying, God's getting you to come to the point of being fully persuaded. And when you're fully persuaded, then the glory of God's revealed. Abraham, God had to work with his faith to become fully persuaded. And when he became fully persuaded, he gave glory to God. Even before he got the promise, he started to give glory to God. Father, I thank you I have my deliverance. I thank you I have great abundance. I thank you I have many fields. I thank you I have many laborers. I thank you that your word's moving from me, from my home, all over the world, from little old England, from little old Pennsylvania, from little old South Carolina, from little old Oregon, from little old Florida, from little old Denver, from little old North Carolina, from wherever you are, wherever you're living right now, from you, the word over the world, from your home. And that's what God wants. And as we stay with God, that's what we're seeing. And that is actually what is happening right now. We're more than just began. So God bless you.